We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
All right, this is for battle out there. Once we have the big game, we need an off-season Elliott Shore Parks. A new song, Joe Giglio.
Freshen it up a little bit?
Yeah.
Off-season Elliott. He's a different kind of Elliott in the off-season.
I can listen to all the songs and I enjoy them. I enjoy them all. I think they're all great. So the fact this is a really good song is fine, but that, you know, it doesn't mean that this is the one we need to use forever. We need a new one.
Yeah.
Elliott Shore Parks, our Eagles reporter and co-host of Go Birds Radio and the Go Birds Podcast. Who joins us right now? ESP?
Going on. I don't know if I want the song gone. I mean, that might be the classic now. You might have to keep that one until a new song for the new season. So it would be my vote.
All the way to September? Well, you don't have a vote. All the way to September?
Yeah. But there's different versions of Elliott. Maybe this is the in-season Elliott song, and then off-season a little more edgy. He's got the draft rumors.
Right now I'm weather Elliott.
Maybe oh. Saw like that. Weather,
yeah, a weather aspect to the song, maybe. Weather thing.
Do you have a take on the snow?
He does. He tweeted it out. And what is it? Because this is the listen, we're accurate and dependable. So you have to make sure if you're putting this out there that you've done your research.
Oh, trust me. So I probably check weather 5 to 6 times a day, even when there aren't storms. So I'm very up to date on how to read these things, to know what outlets are good, what to trust. My overall take right now, 5 to 6 inches in the city. That's my official prediction. 5 to 6
I need to see the package.
City. All right. There you go, in the extreme South Jersey, in the shore, much more.
I don't follow that. Who cares? I'm just talking about right around me is all I care about.
Well, there you have it.
The selfish meteorologist gives the forecast of where he lives, nowhere else.
Yeah, great. Thanks. You're fired, Elliott. You're not a part of the Morrison Reese Weather Center. All right.
No
so we're going to ask you about the scenario of Trey Lance, but let me ask you about this. Brandon Brooks retires. What are the, like, does that help? How much does that help the Eagles as far as cap rooms and things like that? And do you think this is where they prioritize a rookie, or does Nate Herbig just slide right in and that's what they do?
Well, from a salary cap perspective, it does save them around $12 million. It's essentially a June 1st cut in a lot of ways. I know he redid his deal to help them out a little bit, but they get around $12 million. They should be at around $24 million right now in salary cap space, which is enough to do pretty much whatever they want this offseason, especially with how they structure contracts. So they're in a good place salary cap-wise. In terms of replacing Brandon Brooks, I don't think you'll see a lot of priority put into that position. The only caveat I would add to that is if they think Jason Kelce is going to be back, maybe they draft a guard high that could then play guard and kind of get, you know, be the eventual Kelce replacement. I don't think the eventual Kelce replacement is on the roster right now. I think they're going to keep Dickerson at left guard. So I think you could potentially see them do that, but otherwise they'll probably just have Herbig out there.
And there's also Seumalo, who got hurt in week two this year. You would think,
does he go to right? Maybe he becomes the right guard. It doesn't seem like they want to mess with the left side.
And I don't think they should.
No,
I don't think they will. I mean, I will say Seumalo could potentially be a Kelce replacement. I think he has the same type of, like, football intelligence. I think he's viewed very highly by Jeff Stoutland, so maybe he's your Kelce replacement. But yeah, otherwise maybe he swings over to a right guard.
All right, your boy Jimmy Garoppolo, Elliott, is one win away from going back to a Super Bowl. That would be 2 in 3 years. I don't know if this is likely. It becomes more difficult to move on from him in the future if he's going to Super Bowls or winning Super Bowls. Right now, would you trade 2 ones, your first round pick this year and a first rounder next year, for Trey Lance?
Absolutely not. I mean, there's no chance. I would rather have Jimmy Garoppolo than Trey Lance if given the choice, especially for this Eagles team. So, yeah, no, there's no chance I would trade 2-1 for Trey Lance. I'd rather draft someone in this year's draft, but you're going to trade the 2-1. I would try to, you know, get a Russell Wilson or get a more proven player. I have zero interest in Trey Lance.
Why is that?
First of all, he's coming from a small school, which I don't like, right? We just did the North Dakota thing. That, right? That
kind of like Josh Allen coming from a small school, right?
Yeah, but we can't use Josh Allen for every example of every quarterback in sports, right? So, I mean, I think we can drop the Josh Allen comparison. Trey Lance does have a strong arm, so that, you know, that is appealing. But ultimately, if I'm going to go with a young guy, I'd rather go with somebody in the draft. You have his contract at this point. You have him for 5 years instead of four with Trey Lance. So he only costs one first-round pick instead of two. I'm not huge on Trey Lance. I wasn't before the draft, and he didn't play at all this year. So my opinion hasn't changed on him much.
Elliot, if we circle back a year, do you remember any buzz about the Eagles interested in him? Because they had the sixth pick. I mean, I really think it's not that complicated. If they wanted Trey Lance, they could have moved up to three, right? Miami dropped back anyway to six eventually. Do you remember anything about them with Lance? I mean, last year was so weird that we didn't think they were taking the quarterback, but we didn't really know until draft night.
Right. No, I remember the quarterback that they liked was Zach Wilson. I thought, you know, looking back on that. So I don't remember much with them and Trey Lance. I mean, I really do think, as silly as it sounds, like the North Dakota State thing, after how that worked with Carson here, I think they'd be hesitant. Yeah, I think they'd be hesitant to go back, honestly. Yeah, so, no, I don't think there was any real connection between them and Trey Lance.
Are you surprised, Elliot, that Doug Peterson, it doesn't seem like he's getting a job this cycle. Maybe I'm wrong. At one point, he was rumored to be the top candidate, or at least odds-on favorite to be the Giants coach. Do you think Doug gets a job, and why, in your opinion, is he not getting more serious consideration here?
So I agree he's probably not going to get a job, although it is weird this late into the cycle. There's only been, one hire, maybe two hires at this point, so there are still jobs available. I think with Doug, it really has to do with his staff. I mean, it's why the Eagles moved on from him. Doug is not somebody that has like a thick Rolodex of coaches to call and put on his staff. And with these coaching hires, that's a lot of it. I mean, you look at Nick Sirianni last year, the fact he was able to bring Jonathan Gannon with him, he played a role in why the Eagles brought him. Gannon was one of the top defensive coordinators. Sirianni was able to bring him. That helped him land the job. So I think with Doug, his staff is just, it hurts him in these interviews. I don't think he's able to put together a great staff.
Elliot, it could be between Jonathan Gannon and Josh McCown for the Houston Texans. Are you surprised at the McCown love? We've talked a lot about the Gannon love here in the last week or so, but are you surprised at the McCown stuff? I mean, he'd be the least experienced and qualified head coach, I think, in NFL history. He's never been a coach.
Yeah, so I actually would like to hire from a Texans perspective. First of all, I'm always hiring offensive guys, and I like former quarterbacks. I also like upside. So, like, he checked all those boxes for me. You know, I'm not going to pretend that I, you know, got to know him super well when he was here in Philly. It was only 1 year, and it was during COVID. But I do think he obviously has a ton of experience in the league. He always came across like, you know, he speaks well. I think he's a good leader. So he does check a lot of boxes. So from a Texans perspective, the Texans aren't winning anything anytime soon. I think McCown is a, you know, I think he has high upside. So for them, I'd actually like to hire. I would definitely like it more than Gannon. If given the choice between only those two, I would definitely take McCown over Gannon.
And here's something else that the Texans want in a head coach, and I think they like in a guy that hasn't had coaching experience in the NFL. They want to control the coach. Nick Caserio, their GM, with David Culley, literally had a headset on with him, a direct line to the coach, and by some accounts was telling them what to do on down and distance and things like that. So they don't want to lose that. They want to still be involved in that process.
Well, I also just think for the Texans, they have to develop a quarterback. I mean, every single team that's hiring a head coach, they almost always need to either draft a quarterback or develop a young quarterback. And McCown doesn't have coaching experience, but he has played the position. He's been a ton of different offenses, played a mentor role. So if your top priority to get back to winning is, you know, coaching up the quarterback, I think McCown would help with that.
Elliot, we were debating yesterday the Russell Wilson thing, and we were bringing up, like, the two ways you could win in the NFL, like a great quarterback and then you try to figure out the rest, or a really good team and you have a pretty good quarterback, like the Niners' perspective. From the Eagles' perspective, Howie, what do you think would be easier for him, to have a great quarterback and try to figure out the rest, or kind of like it was in 2017, have a young quarterback and add to it that way?
I definitely think to have a great quarterback. And I think that his track record shows that that's how he believes you build it. I mean, in 2016, the first time he had a chance to rebuild the Eagles, they went up and traded for Carson Wentz. Last year, when they were doing another rebuild that Howie was overseeing, they tried to trade up and draft a quarterback. So I definitely think from the Eagles' perspective, they believe you get the quarterback and then you figure the rest out. And I think part of that is because of the way they like to allocate their assets, right? If they have the three first-round picks this year, they have cap space, they're going to see if they can use those resources first on the quarterback, because the quarterback's the most important piece. If they can't find one they like, then, yeah, they'll build around it. But ultimately, I think they're going to wait and see what they can do at quarterback before they make any other major decisions.
All right, Elliott Shore Parks. Where you are, you're in the city now, so it's not snowing at all, is it?
No, not currently right now. No, it was earlier. I think the wind is going to be more of a factor with this one. I think it's going to be really cold. But, yeah, in terms of snow, 5 to 6 inches.
It is going to be
that official prediction.
Now, do you have a shovel and some salt? Are you prepared for the storm?
So I do have a shovel. I've been debating if I should put salt out. I know I probably should, but then I have to go buy some of these. I have to go out in the cold. So I'll have to make that decision. I'll keep you guys updated, though, if I do.
All right. All right, Elliott. Appreciate it. Enjoy. No problem. I hope you have some vittles and some booze, too, man. That's what makes it more fun.
Well, you know, I'll get something good to eat tonight for sure. Keep me warm.
All right. See you, Elliott.
All right. Talk to you guys later.
Elliott Shore Parks, Orioles reporter. Yeah, I think that's one of the reasons why we have a nice happy hour here at Chicks and Pete's in South Philly is because, it's always fun to go out when it snows and
have a drink,
have one
hang
or two
out.
Or three or four.
Plus, you don't want to be working when it's snowing. You want to get out.
My favorite thing to do when I lived in the city for many years was on a snow day like this. Obviously, we love Chickies and Pete's, but there was a local place in Fairmount, Bishop's Collar, that I used to like to walk up to. And,
hang out at the bar.
Hang out at the bar. Everybody else in the neighborhood's in there. It's packed. People getting loose at like 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and then you just walk home and pass out. I could see Jack doing that. Jack eating a Wawa hoagie at like 6:30, drunk.
Well, it was great. It was great. Was the 2017, I think, when we got a lot of snow that year. And I was still living at home with my parents, but there's a lot of snow that year, so I stayed at my friend's house all the time down here by the station. So that was great, going out during the day after working the morning show and stuff like that. So, yeah, I'm with you.
All right, there you have it. We're live at Chiggs and Pete's, the best in-game experience for the playoffs. Chiggs and Pete's, enjoy all the playoff action with your Chiggs and Pete's favorites. Online, chiggsandpete's.com for a location nearest you. Our Twitter question today is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers on Montgomeryville, Route 309. If you got engaged over the holidays, visit the experts at Mark's Jewelers for the best selection of wedding rings anywhere. Online, marks-jewelers.com. I'm afraid to look. Joe Gilioakes. I looked at yesterday's poll. Indeed, it was 91% don't want Russell Wilson, which is incredible to me. But we talked about Trey Lance today. Two firsts. That's all it takes. Two firsts. One this year, one next year for Trey Lance. 81% says no.
Tell me, this audience for this afternoon show is getting smarter. Two smart days in a row. Everyone gets it.
All right.
Trading multiple picks away for a guy that threw 70 passes this year. I'm out.
He's wrong.
He's wrong.
So how much of this is Trey Lance and how much of it is the love that they really don't believe for Jalen Hurts? Because no one really believes it. Aaron's like, no, just give him another year. He's fine. Like, give him another year. We can do – because everybody wants a linebacker and a defensive end and a wide receiver. That's what they have their eyes set on. Oh, come on. Yeah, we need all this help, blah, 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 blah. And then when Jalen Hurts comes out and goes backwards next year, people are going to be mad as hell.
There is some – I think you said it yesterday, and I think this is – pushing people to feel the way they do. There's something about Jalen Hurts that makes people believe in him. And it's not obviously not his arm, right? It's not blinding speed, though. He's obviously
there is
he's
something
a runner.
To him.
There's something about him. He has something about him that makes you feel like he's going to win you games.
So, and I'll allow this. When you look at Aaron Rodgers and you look at Jimmy Garoppolo didn't have a good game against the Packers, but there was one drive where he needed to complete passes on third down.
Yep.
And he made great throws on both plays. And they weren't easy throws, right? Like, you look at, like, Jimmy Garoppolo, it feels like in a big situation that he can get the job done. Meanwhile, Aaron Rodgers, for years now, in big spots has come up small. He gets tight. He's not the same player that when he's just out there firing the ball. So, like, obviously anybody would take Aaron Rodgers over Jimmy Garoppolo. But in big spots, you don't feel it. You didn't feel it with Peyton Manning. You didn't feel it with Aaron Rodgers. Great all-time quarterbacks didn't come up big in big spots. Jalen Hurts has looked pretty good late in games.
And I do think that we just went through a scenario where obviously the team didn't really believe in the last quarterback. You felt it, right? Like the stories came out. You felt it. This team, they really like Jalen Hurts, right? The players believe in him.
They believe in him.
I think as a fan base, it's easier to get behind a quarterback like that. Like, all right, they believe in him. I'm going to believe in him too.
Yeah, no, it's the obsession with draft picks. That's the reason why they're doing it. Let's build the defense. Let's go to the phones. Would you do the trade? A first this year, a first next year for the third overall pick from last year in Trey Lance. Jack, are you doing this trade?
In a heartbeat. Again, I watched those games last weekend, and it's like it stinks, honestly, for Jalen because I watched those games and said, wow, Jalen can never do this. And it sucks to be back in this position, but you have to swing for the fences when you're talking about the quarterback position and being great for the long terms. I don't care about next season. I don't care about the following season. You got to have a long window of success. And Trey Lance is the only guy in either last year's draft, this year's draft, and next year's draft that actually has the talent to be what Josh Allen did last weekend. So, yes, I'm taking the shot on the outside. I'm swinging for a home run. And if it costs me those picks, it costs me those picks. I don't care. Go get the guy.
Damn right.
Yeah, I'm out.
Let's go to Mr. Warm and Fuzzy. Mad Mike joins us. Mad Mike, happy Friday, buddy.
Hey, what's up? I was actually nice to Julio and Marcus Hayes the other day.
Mad Mike had a story about the one time he met Marcus Hayes in a restaurant.
Was Marcus Hayes nice to you?
Yeah. I sent over a hot chick to ask him if it was Marcus Hayes, so he was nice.
Marcus is a nice guy.
Yeah. So here's my thing. I don't know enough about Trey Lance to trade multiple draft picks, but I will do anything short of that to get an upgrade over Jalen Hurts. I'm so sick and tired, and Joe, no offense, I don't care about how he makes us feel about him or his intangibles or, you know, he makes me feel like he can win. I don't care. He can't play. He doesn't have an arm. He can't do it. Like, I'm so tired of this intangibles nonsense. If I hear one more caller talk about his intangibles or how he's a leader or how he's a winner, which he's not because he fails in big games all the time, I'm just going to vomit. I'm so sick of St. Jalen around here. Get him out of here just so I don't have to hear people praise him all the time.
Well, we know where you stand on Jalen Hurts. So what are you doing this weekend, man? Mike, sledding tomorrow?
I don't know. I just braved the supermarket, you know, spent a bunch of money just in case. And, you know, take the two-year-old sledding maybe if it snows. Maybe. We'll see.
All right.
You got to do the sledding with the kids.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. It's going to be too cold tomorrow to do it, probably tomorrow.
Sunday's the day. And I have a big hill in my backyard, so it's like everyone just goes in the backyard. It's right down the hill.
So okay, what do you do for sleds? You have tubes?
So we have a couple tubes, and then...
As do I.
Yeah, but you can just cut. There's a one part you can just like sit down, depending on how slick it is, just kind of roll down.
Is that right?
Yeah, I do that. I try not. The kids don't do that. They have their sleds, but I'll just kind of like slide down.
Slide down in your own your snow pants.
Yes.
What was your go-to sled back in the day?
Oh, I mean, I had a tube. Yeah.
Yeah, but so back in the ancient days of the 80s, we didn't have great sleds. You had the I guess toboggan is what they would call it, the rider, whatever it is, the old style sled that, unless it was icy, it didn't really work. And then you had the
just kind of got stuck there, just trying to get down the hill.
And then you had the disc,
the disc became popular for a while.
If it was icy or hard or more packed slow, it would work. But then once the tube came out, that just became the easiest.
The tube was a game changer.
Double tube or the single tube?
Just a single. I have a single and a double.
So we have the double so that my
both
daughter and son can go at the same time. Yeah.
Yeah. We have the double. We have the single. We have some other type of that doesn't work. I'll even bring it out. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to doing some sledding this weekend. Let's go to Sean in Sea Isle City. They're going to get crushed with snow down there at the Jersey Shore. Sean, what's happening, brother? How are you?
Not much, man. Hey, I'm probably dating myself, but listening to you mocking the fans is like Lenny mocking Squiggy. You know? Squiggy being, hey, Lenny thought he was so stupid. But
I'm more like Carmine Ragusa, not Squiggy or Lenny.
Nah, you're Lenny, man. Lenny.
I think you're Squiggy.
Hey, you're right. And right. Squiggy was smarter than Lenny. Yeah, the Trey Lance stuff is just so stupid. You know, it's just a dumb thing to even be talking about, to be honest with you.
Do you have reasons why, or you just want to?
Well, the reasons why is because there are no reasons to trade for him other than on paper, and that's not good enough. He's, you know, a Carson Wentz.
He's a prospect.
I'm with Ray Dittinger. I mean, right now, Jalen Hurts is middle of the pack. I mean, best runner, but middle of the pack at 23. Next year, I guarantee he's healthy. He'll be in that 13 to 10 range.
You guarantee it? What are you willing to guarantee, Sean?
I'll guarantee you anything, Lenny.
Anything.
Wow.
Anything.
Sean, I think he's going to make a leap next year. And I'm glad you brought up his age because I think people just don't realize he's a year ahead of where most quarterbacks are at 23 years old. They're still in college. But That's a big jump,
like
you
Josh
said.
Allen. Like
yeah.
Josh Allen.
But he doesn't have the skills of Josh Allen. Okay, so
hang on.
Let's do this. I'm going to bring up the quarterbacks, and we're going to project to next year. All right, and I want you to tell me, since what were you saying? Where is he going to be next year?
He said 10 to 13.
He'll be in that 13 to 10 range.
Okay, so 10 to 13. All right, let me just pull up the
– Sean, before – as Marks pulls that up, where do you think he is now? Because so I would say now he's about 16. 20. I don't think he's 16 yet, Sean.
Okay,
I like him. I think he's about the 20th.
Ratings are 17 to 16.
Yeah, I think he's about the 20th best quarterback.
Okay, all right, so what I'm going to say is would you take – Jalen Hurts objectively over this quarterback, all right? And we'll keep – Jack, you keep track back at the studio. Okay?
Call this
yes.
Jalen Orr.
Yes. All right, Josh Allen.
No.
Mac Jones.
Yes.
Tua.
Yes.
Oh, that's an easy yes.
Zach Wilson. I don't disagree. Zach Wilson.
Yes.
Whoever Pittsburgh has out there, and we don't know yet, but I think he can say yes. I think he can say yes. Cincinnati.
No.
Joe Burrow. Cleveland, Baker Mayfield.
Yes.
Disagree. Lamar Jackson, Baltimore.
Yes.
You would take Jalen Hurts over you would take him over Lamar. See, like going by your brain, yeah, you are going to put him at 10 to 13. No, but an NFL GM's brain, no.
I'm talking about next year. Lamar Jackson, he doesn't have. And are you kidding me? His Hurts arm is strong.
All right, let's continue. Tannehill. Let's continue. Tannehill.
Yes.
Wentz.
Oh, of course.
Houston's quarterback.
Who knows?
Trevor Lawrence.
No.
Any of the quarterbacks in the AFC West?
Wilson.
Russell?
You take him over Russell Wilson?
I truly think, Wilson.
Well, we were saying great. AFC
West. Unfreaking believable.
No. Only because he's 23, and I think Wilson.
No, but see, like, what I'm trying to prove to you here, Sean, is that like, you're going based on what you think Jalen Hurts is going to be and being an Eagle fan. So you can
hang on.
You can come on and say, well, this is ridiculous and stupid, and I agree with Ray Didinger. How about this? I don't know what Ray Didinger said, but if Ray Didinger is saying that he would take Jalen Hurts over Russell Wilson next year, I think he's wrong, right? Like, Jalen Hurts is a nice player. He did a good job this year. Let's not get carried away with what Jalen Hurts really is in the NFL. You do realize that they stopped throwing the ball during the season because Jalen Hurts wasn't throwing the ball very well, and they became a running team with 65% of the rushes. And the minute that you made it to the postseason and you faced a good defense with a bona fide offensive coordinator, they stacked the box, you couldn't run it, and the quarterback looked completely clueless. I mean, we do realize what's really going on here, right? Let's not be silly and say we take Jalen Hurts over Russell Wilson for next year. That's stupid. Let's be realistic, because you know why? Your expectations are going to get crushed, and you're going to be mad as hell next year when he doesn't meet that expectation.
Yeah, I would say he was about the 20th or so best quarterback in the league this year, and I think next year he could be middle of the pack. I really believe next year he could be on the 16th or 17th best quarterback, and that wouldn't surprise me at all if he takes that kind of jump.
Okay, but like that, you're not taking him over Dak. I'll take him over anybody that Washington, at least right now, could throw out there. I'll take him over Daniel Jones. Right? I'm being objective. I would take him over Jordan Love. See, I want to say over Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins has accomplished more in this league than Jalen Hurts has, but I'd probably take him over Kirk Cousins. But, like, any team that means anything, I'm not taking them over.
See, I think the real thing that I think where you are different than me and a lot of other people out there, like, you see a ceiling.
I saw it this year.
You think you know what he could be. And I say this. He was 52% completion in his first year in the NFL. He was 61 this year. Do I think he's going to jump 10 more to get to 70? No. And let's not be silly. But if he could get to 64, 65% with his legs, they're going to win a lot of games.
Yeah, but the completions have to matter. They
sure.
Can't just be these little dumps or the jet
but
screens.
He was one of the
screens.
But he threw the ball downfield more than most quarterbacks. Like, his yards per completion, his yards per average yards in the air, it was higher than most quarterbacks. They did throw the ball down the field.
I guess later on when they threw it less, they tried shots.
Yeah, right.
Deeper.
In the first couple games, it was lots of short passes. They cut the passes down, but he threw it down the field.
Yeah,
more.
And he's got to do a hop, skip, and a jump to throw the ball deep. Man,
arm strength stuff.
215-592-94.
Yeah, who needs it in today's league?
I could name 20 quarterbacks that had great arm strength didn't win anything. I don't think it's as important as some people.
Why are you
think.
So obsessed with winning?
It's the whole point. That's what we're doing here.
Yeah, I'm trying to win. 215-592-94-94. Your phone calls on the other side. Would you trade a first this year and a first next year for Trey Lance? We'll get back into your phone calls coming up next. Everybody be careful out there. The snow is going to be coming later on. Mark's and Riesel, 94 WIP. But, hey, listen, you like your hair? You happy with your hair? You look in the mirror? Is it thinning? You look at your last driver's license picture and you look at your new one, you're like, damn, lost a lot of hair. Yeah, I've been there. I've done that, right? And then I have my hair back. Dr. Glatt. Hair restoration, think about it, right? People like to restore furniture. People like to restore cars. You're taking what was once beautiful and you're restoring it back to its original look, right? And that's what you're doing with hair restoration. You're getting your hair back. And Dr. Glatt and his hair team in the Philadelphia area, they have the most experience in hair restoration, over 20 years. So if you're looking for experience and success, and that's what you look for, go to Dr. Glatt. I went to Dr. Glatt. My results are amazing. You can go to any of my social media pages. Check out any of my natural pictures, right? Like, you can go and look at my before and after pictures at drglatt.com, drglat.com. But you can also see just what it looks like in everyday life. And it really is. It's a game changer. It's amazing. His office is available right now if you call 610-980-4000. 610-980-4000.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Or DrGlatt.com. All right, we're back, and we're live at Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. Joe Giglio in the Ike Reese chair. Marks and Reese. Today's broadcast sponsored by Chickies and Pete's. Best in-game experience for the playoffs is at Chickies and Pete's. Enjoy all the playoff action with your Chickies favorites. Online, chickiesandpete's.com for a location nearest you. A couple things here, and then we'll get back to the phones. So Brian Johnson, the Eagles quarterbacks coach, is interviewing, at least according to what I'm reading here on Pro Football Talk, for the Packers offensive coordinator job. Nathaniel Hackett, their offensive coordinator, got the Broncos job.
Right.
So they will need a new offensive coordinator, and Brian Johnson is already getting looks from other teams.
Jalen Hurts' guy, right? He's known him since he was a kid. I mean,
his godfather,
thing,
right?
Yeah. I mean, the one thing that would be bad about that for the Eagles, part of if you believe in Hurts making a jump next year, John, is he's never had the same coaching staff.
And it's always a different coordinator or whatever.
All the way back to his first year at Alabama. It's like
seven
six
for seven.
Yeah. So and Steichen would still be here, but it's like the continuity of the whole coaching staff. That would help him if everybody's back.
Yeah, and it just when you do have success, and this is the thing that has happened to Andy Reid for 20 some years now, is you have to be able to bring in new guys and always have the next guy in the pipeline. So Jalen Hurts is gonna have to get used to this. Like you said, you'd hope he could be in the same offense with the same offensive coordinator
right,
for a couple of years.
And as long as it's him and Sirianni, it's going to be the same offense. But the people around him and all that.
Hey, they matter. They do. Who are you rooting for this weekend? Like, we'll give our picks later on, but
certainly Andy, though I love Joe Burrow. Like, all these trades you proposed to me, if one could get Joe Burrow here, I'd dump the Hurts
to the
curb.
I would trade the team for Joe Burrow. Isn't he awesome?
He's tremendous. I never say this about anyone. He reminds me of Tom Brady. The way he just plays the game, like the way he throws from the pocket, the way he's just never, flustered.
I've said it on the air before that the way he moves around in the pocket is reminiscent of how he slides in the pocket. Mm-hmm. And he kind of jumps around. There's something about his personality and the way he carries himself and the confidence that he has. You can just tell that he knows that he's the best out there and he's gonna win it. And he's not gonna win them all, but
he's great.
Yeah, I mean, 31 years and not winning a playoff game in Cincinnati, Burrow comes in, and granted, that's a really nice-looking offense, minus the offensive line.
And if you go back, we had calling it was Matt Mike who said Hurts always loses the big games. And if you go back to Burrow to the end of his college career, he hasn't lost like a must-win game like in years.
Ever.
He just wins them all. So, I mean, I love him, but I'm rooting for Andy.
So, I'm not rooting against Andy because I believe Kansas City's going to win the game. I'll be fine. I love that Cincinnati team. I don't think they're anywhere close to beating Kansas City in Kansas City, but they won earlier in the season, so we'll see what happens. Jack, are you rooting Cincinnati or Big Red in Kansas City?
I'm definitely rooting for Cincinnati. I don't get why we still have to root for Andy. Like, he won his Super Bowl. He's not our coach anymore. I was glad for the first one. we still have to do the whole, like, yeah, I'm rooting for Andy. Why?
I don't think we have to. I just like Andy.
I know you like
Andy. I think a lot of people still root for him.
Yeah, I've just kind of moved on. Like, I understand he's not the head coach anymore. He won a Super Bowl there. He kind of ended the Philly thing here. And, like, I'm more of a Mahomes fan than I am an Andy fan at this point.
The other game I don't have as strong of a rooting interest. I guess the Niners. I think the story's fun.
Jack has a rooting interest, don't you, Jack?
I do, because as soon as they beat the Rams this weekend, then Trey Lance is traded to the Eagles.
I like how it's happening.
See, I have appreciation for good quarterback play, which is why I don't want to see Jimmy Garoppolo and the 49ers win. But there is an appreciation for how tough they are and how they grind. And it's tough to beat a team three times in the same season. And I actually was trying to see if I could find what happens in the playoffs after they sweep the team during the regular season.
Cowboys beat the Eagles.
Right, I know, and I wasn't able to get a definitive answer.
So only I got one for you. Only three times ever has a team beat a team twice in the regular season and then been an underdog the third time. And that makes sense, right? You would think if you beat them twice, you probably had the better record. You probably have
the
home
field,
better team. This is only the third time. Now, the interesting part is the other three times, two of the three times, the underdog won again. So, like, they completed the sweep three times. Two out of three.
Interesting.
It probably just means you just match up well, right? Like, you just have
their
number.
They match up well. They do. They match up well. They match up well against Green Bay. They match up well against the Rams. I mean, as long as they're not turning it over and they can run the ball, and, I mean, they're winning without scoring offensive touchdowns. I mean let's face it.
It is similar to the Eagles four years ago, right? Like, it was Foles. This is Garoppolo. But why did the Eagles win? But Foles got on a heater, but they had the best offensive line,
best defensive line. Yep.
You could win. I mean, you could win with an okay quarterback if you have those things.
Yeah, I'm probably rooting. Well, like, either way, I don't like either coach. I think they're both good coaches.
Do you want Matthew Stafford in the Hall of Fame? Because you better get ready for it.
In.
I think.
Well, he's compiled numbers to go in the Hall
right.
of Fame. He easy.
He just never won anything.
A Super Bowl appearance probably puts him in.
I think it does.
Because you know what? Phillip Rivers, he didn't sniff a Super Bowl, and he's a Hall of Famer, right?
Right.
I don't think he was that great of a quarterback, but you look at the numbers alone and then winning record and things like that. He wasn't a loser quarterback.
Yeah, he was good.
Yeah, he was a good quarterback. Yeah, I agree with you. I think Stafford ends up becoming a Hall of Famer, which...
So that for that reason, I'm rooting for the Niners. I don't want Matt Stafford in the Hall of Fame.
And Trey Lance could be an Eagle if they get back to it. Good job, Jack. I agree with you. All right, 49ers.
Bringing it full circle. I actually am rooting for the Rams, though, because I do want to see Stafford win big.
Yeah, you're a Stafford
guy.
Well, he has an arm. He has a strong
I know,
arm.
But I just like seeing narratives busted. I think it's fun.
You know? He can't win. He's a loser and all that.
Right. Like, Andy got over the hump. I'm a fan of sports, unlike you, where I like seeing guys overcome their failures and eventually, you know, win again. Like, I would like to see Carson be good again.
Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm fine with him not being
Don't
good
hold
again.
Your breath on that.
But I've already moved on to a new North Dakota State quarterback. So.
Yes, good point, Jack. Yeah, but outside of Deebo Samuel, you don't have a great skill guy. No, Liza Mitchell is a good running back,
pretty
whatever.
Good.
Kittle. I mean, Ayuk's all right.
Yeah, but you just don't have the star power that you have with Cooper Kupp and Beckham.
Yeah, and of course. Aaron Donald
and Jalen Ramsey.
Von Miller.
Von Miller,
won
yeah.
A Super Bowl MVP.
It's very interesting the way that they've built their team. Unprecedented, frankly, since the old days where you just traded draft picks all the time.
Oh, it's all veterans. They're all veterans.
All veterans, man. But mixed with a really good drafting core that Les Snead has done there.
Cooper Kupp in the third round. That guy's unbelievable.
And his 40 time killed his draft stock. Van Jefferson was the second round draft pick. He's very good. Cam Akers, second round draft pick. Despite the fumbling last week where they tried to lose that game, they're much better with Cam Akers in there.
I heard Michael Irvin on a podcast last week, and he was asked by Kupp, and I thought he was going to be like, oh, in my era, he couldn't handle. Like, I thought he would kind of put him down.
Poo-poo him.
He was like, that guy, I couldn't run routes close to like he could. He was basically saying he's amazing.
He's incredible.
He's always open.
Which is what I can't understand how they allowed him to be, of all things, to set a blitz and put the safety on Cooper Kupp with, 20 seconds left in the game?
He's open by 15 yards.
It was insane. What a terrible. I mean, as good as Todd Bowles is, I don't know how the hell that happens. All right, Rios in North Philly. Back to the phones. Rios. What's up, Rios?
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
What's up with you, Rios?
Hey, Rios.
Hey, what's going on, man? Look, check this out.
Yeah.
I'm just a little stunned because I don't know how we're talking about this North Dakota quarterback. after everything we went through. I know it's a radio show. We got to talk about things. But Beep, no. Hell no. Why are we talking about this? You might as well go back. And now I'll say, hey, go get Russell Wilson then. Hell no. This guy, come on, man. Stop, man. Let's not even talk about that, right? Let's talk about what y'all had Shaq and Charles were talking about, Benjamin Simmons.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say this, man, with this guy. With all due disrespect, he's a sucker. And with that, I don't think there's a kid out there who plays basketball on the court. I hope there's not. Like, I just Ben Simmons you or whatever did any of that. I don't think so. And if there is, whoever that kid's parents is, they better fix it. Better fix it because this guy has no heart. This guy has no care. His ego, his pride, and that's where he's going to be however it is. With he just have talent. But that ego and that pride, that kills you.
Hey, Rios, come over to my side where I have absolutely no emotion left on Ben Simmons. He's going to be traded. We know what he is. We know he's a fraud. Daryl right. Morey can trade him now. I can trade him. I hope he trades him now so they can actually have real players to put together for Joel Embiid this year. But, Ben Simmons is what he is. I don't even feel like talking about him anymore, frankly.
I feel you. That's the only thing because it was y'all added that in there.
Rios, I hear you, man, but I appreciate it. But, downplaying, free of Trey Lance, I want to talk about Ben Simmons. I don't want to talk about Ben Simmons.
Yeah, the Simmons thing to me is about Morey now. I'm done with. I'm with you on Ben. I don't care anymore. Right?
I'm not complaining and banging my head against the wall with Ben Simmons.
He checked
out.
He quit on the team. Yes, it's I'm over. I just Morey, figure it out, man.
I'm out. But by the way, Rios, just so you know, I have a list on my phone, Jack, for all the people that call in and say, why are we talking about this? We have Jalen Hurts. I have your numbers. I have your name and your location.
I got a list.
Good.
So when Jalen Hurts comes out next year and he's not good and you call in and you're complaining, I'm going to say, hold on a second. He's great. He's fine. You don't want to explore other options at quarterback. All right? Because everybody wants to just, Russell Wilson, this is stupid. Oh, yeah, getting a Hall of Fame quarterback. Yeah, why would the Eagles want to get a Hall of Fame quarterback? But then you can't draft somebody from Purdue in the first round.
You know what, George Karlaftis?
Jack George. We can't draft George or a center from Iowa.
Tyler Lindenbaum or whatever his name is. Come on.
What kind of drugs are you people doing out there?
You know what I'm doing? I want to be like the 49ers drugs. That's what I'm on. Draft good players.
They didn't get there by drafting George and they had top five picks. They had Bosa. They had Buckner.
Yes.
They had Eric Armstead.
Debo Samuel in the second
round. Okay, we have that in Rager.
Oh, no,
yeah, 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 yeah. We have our thing of Whiteside in the second round.
Why can't we give Samuel Rager more time? You know, he's talented.
No, he's not.
He is talented.
Says who? Is Nick Sirianni last week?
Yeah, actually, I don't think he's talented at all.
I'm not sure he is either, but he can run kind of fast. But, the same thing with the Hurts thing.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Wait a second. Jalen Hurts had productive games this year. We could poo-poo them and say you don't like his arm strength.
He did.
Jalen Rager's never been productive in his life.
Jalen Rager doesn't deserve even tongue-in-cheek to...
What's his career high in yardage? 60 yards in a game? Get out of here.
Negative 3 yards.
He's terrible. And he's not any... And by the way, outside of... Obviously, he's talented because he's an NFL player. He's not any more talented than any other of these wide receivers on the rod. Dime a dozen. Right, not fast, doesn't have good hands, doesn't run great routes.
You know who he
is it mentally tough enough to play in this
the
city?
The comp at night that Tucker has brought up, and I think it actually makes sense. He reminds him of Josh Huff. Josh Huff was third round pick.
Yeah,
and he couldn't play that much either.
Nah, he was erratic.
But this guy is a first round pick.
He's a first round pick.
It's terrible.
Yeah, overdrafted as a first round pick, but he's a first round pick. All right, let's go to OG Wade. OG Wade, how are you, my friend?
What's up? How are we doing today?
How are you, man?
Hey, Wade.
Pretty good, pretty good. I had a little thing on what you wanted to do. Well, first of all, I wouldn't do the Trey Lance thing. There's nothing there. I mean, but the other thing is, why wouldn't you just go to Indianapolis and trade for Carson Wentz and take Jalen Hurts out there?
Wouldn't that be
a good trade?
No, I don't want Carson Wentz.
No, you don't want Carson Wentz? Well, you want Trey Lance? What's the difference?
Differences: one is in his second year in the league, and Carson Wentz is making $30-some million and is almost 30.
No. I think at this point, Lance is way more physically talented too. Yeah. Right now,
if you could do, he'll come here and you would negotiate a new contract. Would you take? Would you go with that trade?
No,
Carson Wentz for
Jalen Hurts. He doesn't want to be here.
And I don't want him
here. No. Let's say he
Trade. Wait, okay. So let's say he wanted to be here, and he wasn't a guy that had differences with Howie and self-destructs and teammates don't like.
You know what you're suffering from? You and that idiot Mike, because I would love to bump into him in a damn restaurant somewhere.
What?
But you know what you're suffering from? You're looking and seeing other eye candy, which is good. It's okay. It's nothing wrong with that. It's almost like you saying, like, you would rather you. Here's what you want. You want a Josh Allen type player. That is your preference.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we all have a preference. You know what I'm saying? Like, my preference is a quarterback that's strong, that I can depend on, that I don't need him to have the biggest arm. I don't need – remember I've always said I don't need an elite quarterback. I need a quarterback that can take our system, master it, and we can win with that. We have not gotten to the point where we're even on that. Right now we're on trying to get our damn defense not to give up 30 points a game. Because every time out of that tunnel, Jalen Hurts got to come out of that tunnel with on his mind, in order for me to walk away with a W, I got to put up 30 points a game. That's not fair for any quarterback. And then you're asking him to do it with less than, you know, talent around him.
Mm-hmm.
You know why the Buccaneers was able to do what they did to Jalen Hurts?
Why?
Because they was able to double Smith. They was able to put a bracket coverage on Goddard. You see what I'm saying? And now that shuts your
with
your
better talent
down.
Becomes better quarterback play.
Yeah. So I would think
if
Jalen Hurts could go in his offseason or whatever, come back better, you will get what you're looking for. You're just looking for a prototype, which is okay. But if Jalen Hurts came back, right, and he was better and we were winning, would you have a problem with Jalen Hurts? Seriously.
If he
because
came back and
the narrative
and he
that
was
he
winning.
Has a weak arm, go and look at the scouting reports on him. None of them talk about him having a weak arm.
Oh, sure they do. It was like that coming out of college. No, that was a scouting report on him.
Pull up one of them and read it and bust your own bubble.
Jack, do you have it?
We actually
talked about this earlier this week. He doesn't. I wouldn't say he has a weak arm, but arm strength isn't a pro. It's a con.
Yeah, I would say his arm, I would call it adequate to a below average NFL starting quarterback arm.
Right.
But it just doesn't matter to me as much as it matters to some people when you talk about quarterbacks, right? Some people want big arm quarterbacks. I don't think it matters that much, you know, true arm strength.
Essentially, a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush, right? Like, that's what you're saying is you have Jalen Hurts. Why, like, don't you're constantly looking for an upgrade to where you already have one. So why are you looking around trying to find something that may or may not be there?
See, I never thought there was one time this year he couldn't make a throw. You know what worries me more about his arm? He can't be late. John, I'll equate it to this. Like, he's like Aaron Nola throws, what, 93, 94?
He can't miss.
Yeah. Jacob DeGrom throws 99.
He can
throw it over the middle.
Yeah.
Like, Jalen had a couple this year where the reason he got intercepted or missed because he was late. Not that his arm's not good enough. He just got to be on time.
So there's two. You're right. Like, and you heard it during the broadcast where you would hear the analyst say, you got to throw it right now.
Right now.
If you're going to get that in there, you got to throw it right now. You're late. So he's a younger quarterback. It's okay. Like, that's things to where as he develops that he should get better
at.
What I'm more concerned with is the receiver that's open for a split second, and he knows he's open for a split second, and he sees it, but he knows he can't make the throw.
And I think a lot of times he pulled it down this year and ran it because he knows he can't make that
throw. So instead of trying to make it to where a guy that has the stronger arm strength like a Carson Wentz, now he might get intercepted, but you also get the big plays that way. You get guys that just say, you know what, like Josh Allen, like Pat Mahomes, the guys with the big arms.
Rodgers.
We've seen those matrix throws
he's made over the years. So like he just like there's like four arms in the way, and
it's unbelievable.
Just zooms it in.
The play that – The one of the first half touchdowns from Mahomes where he did like a bootleg and Buffalo was immediately in his face and he somehow, I don't even know how he saw the receiver, somehow he just, and I don't know I forget who the wide receiver was, but like boom, touchdown. It's like there's a handful of guys that can make that play and like that's what I'm looking for. Sorry, that's what I'm looking for. I'm not like, Joe, I know a lot of times you get a guy or a girl and they're like, they have this expectation of the wife or the husband that they want. And they're out there, and they're always single because they're not, like, you can't find what you're looking for. So then you say, you know what? Like, I need to dial it back a little bit because I want to get, you know, I want to be happy. And,
right.
So I don't need a 10. Maybe I can have an 8. Like, right now, I'm not settling for a 5 or a 6. Sorry, that's Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
I could do better.
I just think, and I know you've mentioned it, Jack's mentioned it, callers mentioned to me in the beginning of the week, the Mahomes-Allen battle. I feel like that has ruined our perception of quarterbacks forever. Like, those guys are aliens, and that was a once-in-a-lifetime game. That's not really every week. Jimmy Garoppolo might win the damn Super Bowl in 2 weeks.
But Trey Lance has the same kind of skill.
Oh, yeah.
Jack, you're so right that's what Josh Allen was 2 years ago, 3 years ago. When he was coming out of Wyoming. Like, oh, he's going to be a bust. He's not accurate.
Too big
of
an arm.
He's got a great arm. He's and then developing with good coaching, he's the – I'll just say the second-best quarterback in the league. I'll give Mahomes the one up on him.
Yeah, Mahomes is up on him.
Tell you what, I'm watching that game, and I'm saying maybe I do want Josh Allen over Pat Mahomes. He's that good.
Yeah, but then
definitely want him over Wentz, though, right?
Yes, I would take him over Wentz.
You were right. You were early on that.
Yeah.
Then we count a lot of guys. We went over Carson Wentz.
215-592-9494. And he'll be back in Indianapolis, and that was a poor way to handle that at the end of the year, and that's all on the owner. Because Frank Reich would have never handled it like that. The GM wouldn't have handled it like that.
Was even tweeting about it this week.
Yeah, maybe the GM a little bit more, but it's Frank's job to have his guys back, and you have to look at the overall picture, which is that there's not an upgrade out there, and there's financial ramifications that you have to keep him for another year. So you got to keep him for another year. You made the trade. You just traded a first and a third for him. And then Frank comes out because he meets with the owner, and the owner is pissed, and he's got to say he's not sure if Carson's the guy. Yeah. Like, that's Dunsky.
Well, that's that owner. He's impetuous.
Crazy.
Yeah.
He's crazy.
And I was tweeting this week about how you need great quarterback play to win this round of the league. It's wow.
Well, in the beginning, remember, he said he was upset at Wentz over the vaccine stuff. He doesn't like Carson Wentz. It's pretty clear.
He doesn't like Carson Wentz, and now
who likes Carson Wentz?
That's a good question.
Nobody. Nobody. The LTBB.
Whatever happened, like Reese.
Kimberly in D.C.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. But he's obsessed over good quarterback play.
He's like now. You would get along with Jim Irsay.
Well, he played. He's a singer. He's a rocker too. Jim Irsay.
He watched Allen and Mahomes, and he said, "I need a better quarterback. You're just like Jim Irsay."
And he sees Carson Wentz throwing left-handed interceptions.
He's like, "Get this guy out of here! You kidding me, Frank Reich? This is your guy."
Coming up, top 5 at 5 with Jack. What could he ever have in store for us today? We'll get to that. Andy Deford, by the way, is angry at what I said when after I hung up on him. Do you remember?
He was trying to reprogram the show again. Is that it?
Well, I called him a simple mind.
People don't like being called that.
Yeah. No, I know. Andy, I was just having fun with you. Sorry. You have very thin skin for a guy that likes to come on and throw stones at people. I'm here every day, 2 to 6. You can yell at me next time you call in. 215-592-9494. Top 5 at 5 with Jack Fritz. What a he have in store for us. We'll get back to your phone calls. We're live at Chiggy's and Pete's in South Philadelphia. And Chiggy's and Pete's is hiring all locations, full and part-time. Click chiggysandpete's.com/careers. Back after this.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.